I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Nigeria has added curfew to its state of emergency. Adamawa, Yobe, and Borno states are covered in that. Brittany Tedesco is with Christian Aid Mission, your link to indigenous missions. She explains.
The curfew is from 6 in the morning to 6 in the evening. That, as you can imagine, is really affecting their work.
Last month, the fight got personal at Adamawa. Terrorists burned 3 homes and mission stations with the ministry they're helping. However,
this ministry is committed to moving forward despite the danger that they're in right now. They have reached 2 new tribes with the gospel.
They're risking everything to go and make disciples. Will you pray with them? Next, Tropical Storm Mahasan may have been a mere dress rehearsal for Burma's Rohingya people. The monsoon season is right around the corner. Many are worried the Rohingya's flimsy shelters won't hold up. Gospel for Asia's KP Yohanan.
They're barely able to put up, some bamboo sticks and put some plastic over it, some shelter. All of a sudden, the monsoon season and the flooding, everything creates such a massive problem.
GFA is preparing at least 6 months of ministry in Burma and Bangladesh. Pray the Rohingya will find a reason to hope in Jesus Christ. And a vital conference is moving Bible translation forward in South America. Wycliffe Bible Translator says the Leaders Moving Forward event is an important time for collaboration. Over 20 leaders from 5 South American countries met in Uruguay earlier this month to talk about Bible translation. They were able to develop strategies and encourage their fellow leaders. Pray this fellowship will continue as these leaders work and grow together in South America. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get your modern-day hymn CD from Keith and Kristen Getty called Hymns for the Christian Life. When you help M&N with your very best gift, I'll send you a copy. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.